Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This Rise Guys podcast is fueled by the best beer on the planet, Rise Guys P1 Pilsner, brewed locally by Thomas Creek Brewery and created especially for the P1s. Yeah. Ask for it by name, Rise Guys P1 Pilsner. Find a location near you at 933theplanetrocks.com. Drink responsibly. Now cheers.
The Rise Guys suck. Tickle it, guys.
Hello, motherfucker.
Yes, sir. Rise Guys Morning Show. Good morning to you. It is Tuesday, October 27th, 2020. There's a freaking bell.
There's Big Bell.
Big Bell.
Yeah, Big Bell. Big old bell.
How it is?
Pretty good, man. How are you?
Doing good.
That's wonderful.
Just thinking how different the show would be if the roles were reversed and you hit Fat Boy's wind chime gong and he hit the bell.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I hate that gong
thing. That would be maddening.
I hate that damn thing. It's an awful sound for some reason.
I saw a nice one on TV. Local TV show. I'm like, where the hell did you get that?
You see a lot of nice gongs on TV.
It was a nice Zildjian one.
Yeah.
Dilgen.
Oh. Zildjian.
Oh, like they use in rock and roll.
Yeah, drums and cymbals.
Maybe I get one across the street.
Well, I've heard of one Japanese steakhouse that, because of COVID, is not going to make it through, so if they have a sale.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Asani?
Yeah, a lot of those places decorate with gongs.
Yeah. Big ones, too.
Yeah, big
like
old gongs.
Like hanging from swords.
Mm-hmm.
You seen those?
Swords.
Yeah, it looks like a big pirate sword, and then they'll have strings hanging down with a big gong on it.
That mm-hmm. would be the answer to cover the hole in the wall.
Yeah. It looks like something that would be played in a Coldplay concert.
Awesome.
Why they ain't gonna make it, man?
Coldplay?
Oh, they're done.
Oh, that place? I don't know. I mean, that's one of those places where they cook it right in front of you, and I guess that's too close. I don't know.
Oh yeah.
I don't know what they're doing with buffets. I still wonder. I know one place that I wonder. I don't know how they're doing it, but they say they're open.
I heard.
And I see on various apps made for home delivery of food that they deliver through Rublub, all those others.
You know how they do it? You go up to them and they give
Can
it
I
to
ask
you.
If you know this from firsthand?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, okay.
So when you go up there, somebody's manning the station. You just point to what you want and they'll give you a small serving.
Yeah.
So you can't help yourself.
But you can't say,
I want the whole to-go box full of this.
They weigh them at the one place.
Yeah, they do.
In front of a manager.
Yeah.
Yeah. He weighs it for you.
They also weigh the customers when they come in and turn them away if they're about to die.
Well, that should. I was just thinking, what a great business model that would be, because like at Yogurt Mountain, a place that, I haven't been there in a long time just thinking about that. But, you know, it's the place where you go and get all the toppings and all the stuff on your frozen yogurt, your froyo. And then I do air quotes because it's ice cream. It's ice cream. It make you feel better because it's yogurt. TCBY.
Yum.
It
sounds it's like something else.
You go get all you want. Get your toppings and all that.
Get you some gummy bars and sprinkles and stuff.
Yeah, the fudge and all that. And then you take it up there and you put it down. And the worst thing was, you know, Caitlin would put hers down to be like, oh, it's $4.88. And then
here comes Matt, man. It'd
be $38. Not that much. But what if, you know how the Amazon is going to do with these, I saw a thing the other night, they've already got them. The buggies, you scan the buggy, you go in the grocery store, you walk out with the buggy, and it scans your card, everything you put in there.
Yeah, isn't Walmart trying that too now? Like early stages in some places?
I wouldn't
testing
doubt it,
I think.
I wouldn't doubt it. But what if you go to a buffet, you get on a scale, you weigh in, let's just say at a 300-pounder, and then on the way out the door, you weigh 304. You can't go to the bathroom either. I got to mention that.
Well, you can't tell people you can't go to the bathroom.
Then you're not allowed.
DHEC, man. You got DHEC.
It's a business model. That's like going
You can't open the restaurant. DHEC.
That's like going to Dick's Last Resort and saying, you know what? They screamed at me, and I want my money back. You ought to know what you're getting into at my place.
Well, I don't want people messing the booths.
And?
You ever had to clean hockey out of a booth? Me neither. I don't want to. I don't want to start.
There's
one place where I can only imagine that that's happened at.
There's no reason to start doing that if you never have.
I'm writing down a restaurant name, and those of you that are listening at home right now in your vehicles, play along on the CVM text line at 72341. I'm writing down a nationally known establishment that I imagine that, as Nine said, someone is hockeyed in a booth.
Oh, yeah, you ain't got to waste an ink.
Come on.
Oh, yeah.
That's why those booths are that way.
Oh, I thought you were going to drop. You know what? You didn't waste ink. I thought you were going to say the place that's, that South Park made famous.
Oh.
Yeah.
No. No. I've never been to one of those.
Dude, me neither. I've never eaten there. Never. Ever since South Park.
Regular things make my ass blow out. I don't need super duper stuff.
Yeah, ever since South Park said it would light me on fire, like, literally, it seemed like.
Yeah.
I haven't tried it. Because when that episode aired, it wasn't around here, but now it is.
But the place that we're going to give you a second to text in where you think someone is, quote, hockeyed in a booth.
Yeah, 72341.
On the CVM text line, data and message rates may apply. I think that that's happening. It's got to be somewhere where people have kind of like, what a night.
Yeah, right.
That's all I have to say right there. Oh, what a night. Sitting here because Cowboys closed.
Oh, man.
You just slide right out.
That was a good little Four Seasons. Oh, what a night.
Sitting in the booth trying to pinch my nose.
We should address the thing about how we sound, because there's a lot of people texting about that.
Okay.
We can mention it briefly.
You mean after that great material we just did for 6 minutes, you're telling me that it may not have sounded so good?
No, people are listening and they're talking about it and stuff. But yeah, people are also, a lot of people texting in. Sounds like you're on location. Sounds like you're doing a remote broadcast. Your station sounds weird. Sounds like you got a sock in your mouth. Are y'all at the station this
morning?
Hold
on a minute. I do actually have a sock in my mouth. Give me 1 second.
He said sock.
Oh. Well, no, then we're fine.
We don't know. No one told us. My suspicion is that we're operating at reduced power through the transmitter at this moment, but nobody told us, so we have no idea what to tell you.
Did anybody tell them?
Hopefully they know, but they didn't bother to tell us, so we don't know. And people will ask us, we don't have anything to tell them because nobody told us. All we do is work here, man.
It's like that episode of the podcast where we're talking about how we had to go out on the front line and defend certain situations, previous incarnations of the program.
Yeah, because we're going to get the questions, and like, we don't know. They didn't tell us. I emailed them to ask. Hopefully they'll get back soon.
It's like 3 vacations ago when Fat Boy set everything up for the podcast a week we were off, and it just didn't get done.
Yeah.
And I had to turn my freaking notifications off.
Oh, yeah, the person said, was I supposed to do it?
It's like, I get it. But the thing you have to remind yourself, it is a free service, you know.
Like, I heard they got to wiggle the antenna.
I'll watch Pluto TV sometimes, that free streaming thing where like every channel is like Unsolved Mysteries TV channel. And they just repeat the seasons over and over, and it has 3 or 4 political ads and whatever. But it's free. But when it freezes, I want to call Pluto TV and say, hey, your free service is not working. And when people will get agitated when the podcast doesn't go up, you know, part of me is like Pluto TV, but at the same time, I get it. It should be there. And then when you ask, after you get back from, hey, what was the deal with the podcast? IDK.
Yeah, IDK. Yeah, what are you going
to
do?
Well.
Oh, man.
Was I supposed to do it?
You get a response?
People, no, not yet. I'm just looking at the text about the restaurants for rolling in now. Mm. And the one you wrote down is the most popular choice.
Oh, okay, yeah. Maybe
I never
thought of
that.
And somebody also said some buffet places, and this text messed with me, that's why I was laughing. Matt, man, places like Mutt's Pizza Inn.
What?
What? Wow. There's no punctuation, just Mutt's Pizza ends. I'm like, what? Mutt's has pizza?
Oh, man. Barbecue pizza?
It's just barbecue and then pizza inn. So places like Mutt's Pizza Inn and Lyman Cafe are having customers with disposable gloves at the buffet.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Family style probably is done, huh? Or at least for other places, other regions, it would be done.
Unless you can just, unless your whole group is eating together, then it might be okay. I don't know, man. I don't know. You know, California is limiting how many people you can have, how many people can come to your Thanksgiving. It has to be outdoors, no more than 2 hours. And I think if you have an adult couple and you have three adult kids, say, and you can only invite two of your kids, the third one can't come.
Well, that's why they say 2.5 kids.
I think so. Yeah.
We
they
saw
got
all kind of
rules.
The guy that was hosting a house party, the TikTok guy. They cut his power.
Yeah.
They don't play around, man.
Oh, yeah.
Have you seen there's a pumpkin shortage this year? Or the quality's bad? Like, all the pumpkins? It's hard to find pumpkins. It's even harder to find good pumpkins for some reason this year.
Yes, I know. Because I know my mom wanted me to go to a place that had super-sized pumpkins for $2.99. Hey, mama.
Oh, yeah.
$2.99. And I get there.
They all look like Rocky Dennis?
No, they look... I'd never had seen a premature pumpkin before.
Oh yeah, okay.
They're green.
Yeah.
It was green with a little tinge of orange on it. It looked like it was sick. It looked like this vomit
sick
face
pumpkin.
Emoji.
Well, that's a cool pumpkin then.
Four crying laughers, vomit face emoji. That's what I mean, it was.
Do they have the albino pumpkins?
I didn't see those. Those may be the shortages. I'm starting to think every industry is saying there's going to be a shortage this year. There's going to be a shortage. Coin industry did it. Toilet paper industry did it. Coca-Cola Zero, Cherry. Yeah. They did it. Oh, now.
Oh, yeah.
The beers is going to be saying, guys, diamonds are running low.
No diamonds, man.
Oh, COVID's messing up the blood diamond factory. we got to pull back on how many we release to the public again this year.
Yeah, we do.
About to get some CZs.
I didn't know they sold pumpkins by the inch. One of my buddies told me that yesterday. He went to buy. He found
it
a church.
Might have been a
gourd. He found a church that has nice pumpkins. They all down in Anderson. They always have nice pumpkins. He said they sell them by the inch.
Man, like in circumference.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, you buy it based on how big around the pumpkin is.
Wowee.
Yep.
Why will we be why?
Yeah. And by the way, if you're worried about how we sound, we're fine on the radio.com app.
Let me test how y'all sound. 1 2 1 2. Give me more snare.
Turn there you we up go. In the headphones.
Family. There's certain restaurants that's their model.
Family style.
Family style.
Yeah. You thinking of going up to Boone?
I'd go there for breakfast.
Let's go. We'll be home. Well, we won't be back before the end of the show, but that's fine.
I want to go get some home style cooking. I want to go out to a restaurant, get some home style cooking. Stay home, cook.
Yeah, that's a great place to get home style cooking.
This is the craziest thing. I want a burger that tastes just like I cooked it myself on my grill. There's a thought there.
Maybe I could grill a burger.
Maybe you can do it at home.
But I want to pay way more money.
I have to show you this or tell you. Jimmy, you can see it.
Mm-hmm.
You know how every social media app you sign into now is reminding you that there's an election going on, you should vote and all this stuff? Every single one. So yesterday, I got an email here from Grubhub. And the subject is, want to vote early? Deliver your voice early. It's Vote Early Day, a national push to remind you to cast your ballot before Election Day. Blah, 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 blah. So the company, their business model is, you want to eat, but you're too lazy to go get it. It's reminding me to get out and go vote.
Yep.
Now, if they could put out a service where they would go vote for me, right?
No. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, think about that. How many more people would vote if it was a $3 surcharge from like a StubHub to a ballot?
Yeah.
ChadHub. Hanging ChadHub.
Yep. Oh.
Get ready to start saying that again. Hanging ChadHub.
You might have to go on
VoteHub.
Some TV shows.
There's got to be a loophole in it, Rob. There's got to be some way that I just don't have the time. Lift your voice. Lift vote.
You can do it online or by the phone. Maybe that's coming one day.
Folks, we're waiting on that second check. Well, here's a way to recoup some of it.
Yeah.
Go vote for me.
You think somebody doesn't have the internet and they're just looking at the mailbox every day? It's supposed to be here in September.
It's weird. My dog got a ballot, but I ain't getting mine yet.
Are you still going next Tuesday, Fat Bell? You give up on going early?
Yeah, I'm going to go next Tuesday. I'm going to look.
You can't go after Tuesday.
Yeah.
I'm going Tuesday. I'll wait in line. It can't take that long in my district over there.
Boy, if you lived in my district, I got a honey hole. I mean, I know a place that,
Well, there's this one place where we all go vote where I live.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I grew up at the middle school.
Oh, really?
I mean, everybody's honey hole's the same on big election day, right?
No kidding.
I think so, yeah.
There's in TR, there's two voting. One of them's a fire department.
Yeah, okay.
Another one.
Don't give it away.
Yeah.
But that may be, that's still Greenville County.
Yeah.
Oh, you can't pick one, though.
I don't know. Maybe that's a fake voting place.
You have an assigned polling place.
Yeah. They'll tell you if you're in the wrong spot, they'll let you know.
Yeah, it's right here. It's at the Kremlin Elementary School is where you can go vote.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, God. I ain't sending my kid there.
Kremlin Elementary School.
Oh, okay.
I don't know if that's true or not. I need to check out Breitbart.
Why does this poll worker look like Borat?
I don't know.
You ain't going to that school.
Oh, you come to vote very nice.
Silly man.
God bless.
Yeah, I'll be at the local middle school next Tuesday for a while.
Yeah.
You can leave at 7 to vote, right? That's what I'm going to do. That's when it opens. They got to let you go vote.
That's a very personal thing.
It is.
Like a personal day?
I think so.
No, I want to be here calling it that day. I want to be doing live play-by-play. I want to be able to have that story. What was happening with you on election day? Well, we were taking calls all day.
Yeah. All across America, there were problems at polls.
Mm-hmm.
People were pulling weapons on each other all from
there
sea
were
to
roadblocks.
Sea to shining sea.
People kept calling in fake fires to mess up the fire department.
Do you think next Tuesday is going to turn into like Black Friday? Where there's going to be brawls at the polling place? Because I anticipate some
ladies
fist fights,
can vote
man.
Now, for sure, yes. Oh, brawls.
Yeah, brawls.
Oh.
Brawls. With
fights.
Yeah.
Fist cuffs.
Yeah. I anticipate some fist fights. This is a big country with a lot of people in it. A lot of them going to vote.
Yeah.
And they're all pissed off.
I'm going to vote for you, dude. They're supposed to let us both, man. Why are you punching me?
Hey, they're already pissed off. Then you're going to go tell them to wait in line with people they already don't like, even though they don't know them. They just decided they don't like them.
Would it be, let's say, for instance, Fat Boy wanted to vote Democrat. But he knows he's going to vote where there's going to be a lot of Republicans.
Mm-hmm.
Would it be in poor taste or even illegal for him to go wear a MAGA? Oh, well, you can't wear a MAGA shirt.
Illegal, yeah.
Never mind. Silly question.
Doesn't stop people.
You could sit there and, yeah, Trump. And then you get in there and you're like, cha-ching, Biden.
Yeah.
You don't want anybody to mess with you in line.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's why you're not supposed to wear any of the stuff to the polling place. You're just supposed to go wearing something kind of regular and then just stand there and don't bother nobody and wait in line and then go vote and then leave.
And then wear the mask so they can't read your lips walk by.
Don't try and start arguments and being a dick to people and nobody cares what you think.
Yeah, that's true.
Welcome to America.
America. Listen to this. We got a brand new Truth and Consequences. Well, we got to hurry up because they're going to be ready here in about 45 minutes. We got a brand new TNC going down today. A friend calling a friend about something that some have been there, others have wished for it.
Oh.
Let's just be honest about it.
Wow.
Others may even said, you know what? That's how I lost mine.
Yeah.
There's a situation where had to
potholes
hammer down.
Head. Uh-huh.
So that'll be fun, at least for everyone listening. One particular person may not enjoy it quite so much, but that's part of the fun of Truth and Consequences. We encourage you to call us at any point today, 1-800-774-0093, 1-800-774-0093. And then, as previously mentioned, the CVM text line is 72341 with data and message rates applying.
Find us on Twitter at The Rise Guys, on Instagram at The Rise Guys. We're on Facebook, facebook.com/Rise Guys.
Yes.
That's the day after tomorrow.
Oh, yeah. I'm jumping ahead.
You're excited.
Yeah, that's right. All right, Paige, what are we working on in the Plex?
All right. Well, we're going to find out why a rich guy is torturing his neighbor by blasting the Gilligan's Island theme song on repeat. We'll get into that story next in your Rise Guys headlines.
Hmm.
Why?
And I can give you a hint. It's not over a boat.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
A hint. Okay.
This is how Thurston Howell the Fifth is paying for the sins of his grandfather.
All right, we'll be back right after this. Good morning, everybody.
Is the Rise Guys Morning Show with Matt Mann.
Can I say that, Jimmy?
Nine.
I stand by it.
Paige.
Get naked.
And Fat Boy.
Swore you wouldn't tell anybody.
93.3 The Planet. Rise.
It's Rise Guys Headlines with Paige and her big ol' hoo-has.
Good morning, everyone. Oh, well, a rich guy is torturing his neighbor by blasting the Gilligan's Island theme on repeat. How exciting is that? You would think that you are going on a trip.
Yeah. I wish you'd ask me which one would torture me if it were on loop. Because I know what that one... This one, any song on loop would get to you, but...
Especially when it's a minute long TV theme song.
Yeah. But this one, first few times, I would sing along with it. And it's, oh, remember the time the Globetrotters got stuck on the island and all the other things? And
would you prefer MASH?
No.
MASH or Cheers, Matt Man?
You know, Jim, again, you're right. It would be Cheers.
Oh, okay. Yeah, it's nailed
just,
it.
Like, MASH is just an awful song in general, but Cheers is one that if, there should be a movie. 7-2. If they make 7-2, they make the movie 7-2.
A sequel to 7?
They should they should use that in some way.
Okay.
Tie a guy to a table and make him listen to that over and over again. Oh, God.
You know what I don't really care for, and this might get some heat with somebody in the room. I'm kind of done with the Wonder Years theme song.
Oh, little Cocker?
Yeah. Mm. I mean, it's very similar to the Cheers theme song in my mind.
I have no heat with you. I know that I think you're recalling that I rejoined with that several seasons ago.
In my mind, you're somewhat a fan of the Years. The Years of Wonder.
No, I like the more updated version of the Wonder Years. The Goldbergs.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
I enjoy that a little bit more.
Okay. You're going to say that's a funny show.
And it does not try to teach you a life lesson.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No drama.
Kevin should have banged Winnie. He should not have listened to
There's that whole weird era of shows. Like, you had Happy Days in the 70s based in the 50s. In the 80s, you had the Wonder Years based in the 60s.
Yeah.
In the 90s, you had that 70s show based in the 70s. Now you got the Goldbergs based in the 80s.
Yeah, what next?
It just, that progression continues infinitely.
Yeah. Yeah, they tried the 80s show or whatever it was. That didn't work.
Yeah.
Nostalgia. That's what we live for.
Yeah.
All right, well, back to the story. There's a 76-year-old billionaire investor named Bill Gross who lives in Laguna Beach, California. And he is having a battle with his neighbor, a 56-year-old, very rich, he's slightly less rich. His name is Mark Taufig, who's a technical entrepreneur.
He's going to get meningitis living in Laguna Beach.
But here's the problem.
Laguna.
Mark doesn't like that Bill put up a 22-foot-long blue glass sculpture on his property last year. And then he put up poles and netting to protect it, and it's blocking his view, so he called the city to complain. So I'm going to tell you what the glass is. If you've ever gone to the ceiling to look up at the Bellagio ceiling and see the blown glass.
Oh, yeah, everybody.
If you've ever looked at your ceiling and saw the Bellagio.
Well, I mean,
be blanked up.
If you've ever gone to the Bellagio or maybe Atlantis in the Bahamas, you can see the big... if you've ever been there, you can see that.
I've had my toilet look like the fountains at the Bellagio, Paige.
Yeah. Oh, God.
So it's a beautiful glass sculpture is what I'm saying to some people, but the neighbor doesn't like it. So Bill got revenge on his neighbor's complaint by blasting this beautiful song all hours.
Wow.
I don't know how easy it is to get to that fountain because I've never been to Vegas. Is there a lot of people trying to pee in it, probably?
No. Well, probably mainly
that. I can imagine, yeah.
Yeah. Man, my favorite thing is still the water that shoots up out of them holes in the ground at Disney.
The bidets?
What about downtown?
No, you can use them for that, but they're not supposed to be there.
Oh, the ones where you don't know where they're gonna
It's definitely come out of one of these holes. We're usually a bunch of these holes at once.
And it's cool because the Discovery Place in Charlotte had the one where it would shoot up like a squirt of water,
yeah.
And it would stay in its form and then go in the other hole.
Yeah. Man, when I was a kid, Disney had that, or you could go to Dollywood, and then they had some change glued to the ground that would squirt water in your face.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's clever.
Yeah, God.
Remember
yeah.
that? They had the people get squirted in the face when they try to pick up these quarters and stuff.
Ha ha. Teach you to try to pick up money.
Yeah. Well,
that was the guy who sold the weasel balls.
Right. Huh. Oh, I remember the little foam rubber things.
No, the ones with the like the raccoon tails chase on them itself. And the batteries in
yes.
them.
It was like the car that would run into the wall and flip itself over and keep going.
The most entertaining thing in the world if you have pets.
Yes. I've never seen such wonders.
Oh, you've never had a Christmas come from the Jockey Lot.
Never, never. All right, so now lawsuits, charges, and restraining orders have been filed, and there's going to be a hearing on the restraining orders and harassment charges next week. So this is, Bill has to decide if he's going to get a permit for the sculpture. But I know the situation where neighbors have lawsuits against each other and they have like a restraining order and they're living right next to each other. It's very odd.
It's usually people with too much money and free time.
Yeah, because just to file the paperwork's expensive and then hire people, it's like you have too much money. You're just trying to prove your point.
Yeah, I mean, there are regular people having neighborly disputes, yes. like when a bunch of tweakers move in next door or something like that goes on. There's plenty of that. But a lot of times, big-time neighbor disputes happen between wealthy people.
Yeah.
And if your neighbor comes in your yard, you can have them arrested.
Damn right.
So crazy. Should.
I would so if I saw crazy. My neighbor doing that in my yard.
Paige, I have breaking news.
Yeah.
Actually, I wouldn't because he's almost 80. I'd be impressed.
I have breaking news.
Oh, breaking news?
Look, man.
I didn't do the weather earlier. Today is going to be cloudy. It doesn't look like that much of a chance of rain till later on this evening, hitting a high of 77. Right now, clouds and 58 degrees in Sugar Tip.
I love it. News Thank and you. Weather together.
Thank you, farmers.
Needed to know that, man. Thank
yes.
you.
Thank you, farmers.
All right. Well, I do have time for one more story, and this is for your health. Eating breakfast in total silence can be good for your health. So, it's breakfast time. And the reason why people love that is because, you know, people are stressed out living at home now.
Hmm. Wait. So you had wait. So what? When did they sit together and eat breakfast in total silence? Or most people eat breakfast by themselves anyway, right?
Yeah, but there's a wellness trend at a lot of yoga retreats are offering now that gives you a chance to benefit with silence and eating breakfast in silence. Sitting in silence slows your heart rate, just like meditation. And your cortisol levels drop. So if you sit in silence and eat your breakfast and relax, it kind of helps you through the rest of the day. It clears your head. If you sit there and focus on your food at the moment and eat it, you'll have a better day, according to this.
I mean, it kind of makes sense to me because I grew up, and still do a lot of the time, eating food always in front of a television or the TV on.
Hell yeah.
And like, you know what I mean? It does distract me from the food I'm eating. I'm trying to distract myself from this
really?
Delicious food. Yeah, it does. It does. Oh, wow. And it will you too. I mean, you pay attention and you'll notice it. It distracts you from the food you're eating.
Like, this How? Is a serious question.
It just does. You're just mindlessly eating it at a certain point.
So when you get the food,
at least I am.
You just like leave it there, like take a bite here or there. Because like when I get the food, I'm all about it until it's gone.
Yeah, exactly.
Look up and watch.
No, I mean, I'll be kind of watching while I'm chewing and stuff. I do chew food, contrary to what some people believe.
But there's a difference between, like, eating a meal and just eating. Like, you know, most people eat lunch in their cars. I saw, prior to all this crap, this COVID stuff.
Yeah.
It just crazy percentage of people that ate lunch in their cars, meaning they would eat while driving, or they'd go park in a parking lot and eat by themselves
yep.
or whatever.
Yeah.
So
very common.
But sometimes you're not eating to be pleasured. You're eating because you got to.
Sustain your body. Yeah.
But I'm saying when I have something really good, like when I've gone on my way to make something really good, or I picked up something really good, or I got something delivered, and then I'm just, you know, not really giving it my undivided attention as I should with some delicious food.
Yeah, I guess I mean, if that's your point of view, sure. I'd never really, like, sit there and just think I should be eating this in silence and not watching anything or listening to or anything. I need to concentrate on the food. Like, I'll try it.
So we can.
I'll try it.
I think, I don't do it enough, but, yeah, I mean, you really do find yourself sort of savoring the food because that's the only thing there.
And appreciate that stack of pancakes and everything else on your plate and taste every bite.
If that's your point of view, I don't eat like that. I don't eat when I'm with Fat Boy on that. I remember a recent outing where I was told later that he didn't talk much during dinner, and I was like, God bless.
I'm here to eat.
Well, if you're just eating,
this was my favorite restaurant. I was eating my favorite.
If you just, but okay, so you don't eat like that. How would you describe the way you eat?
There's
no wrong answer, no pressure.
I don't want to have a deep conversation while I'm eating.
Yeah, like, I get that, yeah.
Before and after.
A mouth full of steak every 3 seconds. I'm taking a bite here.
Yeah, I would like to see some stats on how many football fans choke eating food and screaming at their football screens or TV screens during a football game.
You think Falcons fans choke more than other fans just like the team?
Not as much as the team, yeah, sure. But it's I don't know.
You don't want opinions either. I don't know if you get opinions.
Who, me?
Like, during dinner. Like, I don't need you to tell me how to eat.
No, that's completely uncalled for while you're doing it, yes.
Or that you would like it better if you dip it in that.
Yeah.
Don't tell me what I like. I know what I like. I've been doing this for a while. Clearly, I've eaten plenty of food. This is trial and error.
Slow down. Yeah. You're eating too
fast.
We
should be conducting this poll.
Yeah.
This data.
Yeah. I do eat too fast, though. But that's something they get you into when you go to school, man, especially when I went to the private Christian school. Man, we had like 15 minutes for lunch back in the day. Like, you just, and there's no talking or anything allowed. I mean, you're just in there and you're trying to finish your food before you got to leave. Because that's from the time you go in and go through the line to get your food, get your tray or whatever, and go to the table. I mean, it was just, it's a rush to get your food eaten.
There's that
and that
whole
sticks with you for the rest of your life. Think about that, administration, school people.
There's that whole diet psychology, too, that if you eat and totally, like, you know how you can eat, you take a bite of something and you can let it rest in your mouth and swirl it around a little bit like they'll do wine. Oh, or you can put it in there, down the gullet it goes.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're sitting there and you're having a conversation or you're watching or you're doing all that salivating and all that stuff, they say that it makes you think you're full.
Yeah.
You've eaten and like, oh, I'm full. I haven't eaten all this.
Yeah.
But I never get so that stupid way.
Well, it's just I don't know how that works exactly. I don't know why that is, but yeah, if I'm mindlessly eating a cheeseburger and I'm taking like giant half chewed up bites of beef and bread and bacon and cheese and condiments.
Oh, God.
If I take smaller bites and chew them up thoroughly, then yeah, I'm more satisfied at the end than if I'm just mom. Which is usually me.
Let me say they're 20 minutes off. Like, your stomach is 20 minutes behind your brain as far as, like, you know, your brain says you're still hungry, but your stomach's got to catch up and say you aren't.
Should set an alarm and start eating it at 10:40.
Coordinate.
But it's all people's needless opinions they throw in, like, well, you're eating too fast. Well, I'm good at it, so, yeah. And I'm hungry.
Yeah.
And you're insecure because you want to be, you know, the last one eating?
But the right. The time between brain and stomach isn't just an opinion. That's something they could probably figure out.
Yeah, that probably is.
Well,
that and the fact that if you grew up in the South, your grandma and or your mom would get pissed if you didn't eat seconds.
Yeah.
Like, they'd think, oh.
Portion control.
What's wrong, that? Matthew? Not enough butter in it this time? Yeah. And it's like, come on. Look at me.
See, that's the thing. They grew up, man. Well, first you had like Reconstruction, everybody was hungry, and then you go through the Depression, everybody's hungry, and then after that we had some money, and we could afford food, and everybody got fat as hell.
We have so much corn that we'll just make sugar out of it.
Yeah, that's how the South got fat. We were poor for too long, and we got
too
money
much corn.
And we ate too much.
All
too
right. Much corn.
Well, Rise Guys headlines styled by Rocker Bell Chic Boutique. I'm Paige, and those are your Rise Guys headlines.
Thank you, Paige.
Do we make? Do we use corn in our beer?
I don't think so.
Okay, then too much corn then. I'll stand by. I'm trying to retract that. All right. Thank you, Paige. Thank you, Rocker Bells. Fat Boy, what is up in the sports hole?
We got a Cowboys coach who had to leave his press conference for the oddest reason. And it's probably something that's happened to all you, too. Hasn't happened to me. It's probably happened to you guys. Talk about, you know, Matt Man and Nine.
No.
And probably you, too.
We've never had press conferences.
No.
Well, I mean, this. Yeah, but, you know, when you hear this, you're like, ah, hell, man.
Okay.
I know a dog this happened to.
A dog that had a press conference.
Or that this happened to.
Oh, okay. I thought a dog had a press conference, too.
Yeah.
Spuds McKenzie.
Spuds McKenzie, that's what I was thinking. All right, we'll find out about all that and more right after this. Good morning to you.
Hey, get up!
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
With Batman 9, Paige, and Fatboy.
P1's Rule.
93.3.
The Planet. And now, Rise Guys Sports with Fatboy.
Real quick.
Okay.
Let's check Jimmy's microphone.
We can't check it when we're on the air, though. We just got to kind of play it by ear. I don't know if if I needed to move it back from my face or run the level down a little bit. Fat Boy didn't seem interested in trying to fix it, though.
I don't think he heard you. I think he had his headphones on.
No, I fixed it.
Let me try this. Turn this mic off. Turn this one off.
You already ain't got time for sports. You ought to do something or don't.
Testing. How's this sound? Those of you that are listening right now on the radio gimmick, let us know how it sounds. Thank you.
Yeah. I'm just going to move back since he ain't going to do nothing over there.
I'll go to break, by God. You're
going to have to in a minute.
I hate this now. It used to be my favorite. Nine makes me hate it. You make me hate my life.
Well, I just told you what time it is.
Listen, this may have happened. I hope this happened to Nine.
You hated July before you knew me, man.
I hope this happened to him. And I hope it happened to him before. And I hope it happens to him today. So this is the Cowboys defensive coordinator, Mike Nolan. Used to be the head coach of the 49ers. He stopped his press conference because he had an accident. Not the kind you were thinking.
He didn't mess a booth?
No, not one of those. He said, whoop, excuse me. I've got something in my eye. Just had some Tabasco on my finger, and it went in my eye.
Oh, yeah, I've done that before. I've done that before.
I did that a couple weeks ago. I was cooking.
Oh, yeah. My God.
Well, it was crushed red pepper on my fingers, but I rubbed my eye because it was itchy. And I'd wash my hands. I just didn't wash them good enough. Oh, it burned like hell. And then I did it again 10 minutes later because I'm stupid.
I hope you do it right now.
I don't have pepper on my fingers right now.
You about to.
You remember the barbecue sauce we got the other day?
Oh, yeah.
The apple one.
Yeah.
It's apple, but it was still burning. And got it under my fingernail.
Oh,
and
no.
Scratched the corner of my eye.
Man, that strawberry one's real good.
I was weeping out of one eye.
Oh, man.
It would make sense that I didn't cry out of my lazy eye, right?
Yeah.
I know a dog that it happened to, but it was his ass, not his eye. But it was hot sauce.
Oh.
He just ate some leftovers that had a lot of hot sauce on it.
Oh, yeah.
He was outside the Piedmont Cafe at the time, dragging ass across the grass.
Yeah. Mike Nolan was?
Nah, this dog.
Oh, I believe it. Mike Nolan, who used to coach the 49ers and wear a Reebok suit.
Used to. I believe he was the head coach when they passed on a certain Aaron Rodgers or Alex Smith.
He might have been. The only thing I remember about him is that him and Jack Del Rio wore those weird Reebok suits with team color ties.
You just made me remember from my prom that I wanted to wear a Jordan tux and didn't have him in my size.
Really?
No.
You think they make them in size?
No, they didn't have them in my size. Yes, that's a true story. I wanted to wear a flight tux. I wanted to wear a fat tux instead.
I always liked the Jordan suit look back in the day where he'd always have on this suit, but he'd be wearing like a ribbed V-neck t-shirt underneath.
There was no collar, and it was cut out, like cut out. And it was like it was closer to the top, and it would blare out.
Yeah, always a weird t-shirt kind of shirt under it every time.
Instead, I wore a white tux jacket with black pants.
What are you afraid of staring?
I just, you know.
You want to look like you're waiting tables?
People thought you were in SeaWorld. They kept calling me Orca all night long. Can we do a photo experience with you?
You do the white jacket and the black pants. I think you're the Major D.
I know. People kept saying, putting a towel on my arm. And I'm, what are you doing?
He is a Major D.
They kept calling me Garcon.
Free Willy? Was that before Free Willy?
Garcon means boy.
Yeah, boy.
That's a quote from Pulp Fiction.
Thank you. I know. Garcon, boy. Thank you. That's sports?
We done, man.
All right.
Wow.
So sports was about dogs getting Tabasco in their butts.
Taking these damn microphones.
Dang it, now we all sound bad, they say.
Mm. That could just be...
like worse than normal?
Oh, no.
Oh, okay.
Say they got to wiggle the antenna. Get out and wiggle it.
All right, we need to put on our radio voices then. All right, we'll try this out, and we'll come back with a brand new Truth and Consequences right after this. Good morning.
The Rise Guys all morning.
I think those guys are absolutely crazy.
93-minute rock blocks all day.
Good stuff all day.
93.3 The Planet rocks.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.